gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out SportsBettingLessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks, because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. SportsBettingLessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. You know what? It's tough to be talking sports betting when there's really nothing to talk about. And we talk every week with Paolo. Paolo, we have done a pretty good job of covering the horses, and you have done a great, great job of helping me become a better soccer handicapper.
Well, yeah, and right now the more that I'm looking at it, it's basically horses and soccer. That's what's the other thing. Like last night, I watched a game on the MLS with Orlando and Inter Miami.
Yeah, correct.
These games compared to these European games, I mean, they don't look the same. I mean, I don't think it's worth putting money on these games. I was planning tonight to maybe put in a play on the Montreal game, but after what I saw last night, it's not for me.
Well, here's the thing, and you know and I know that, and we talked about this way too many times because of the coronavirus, when things start up again, you really do have to have some patience. You need to have some self-control. Yeah. You need to have some discipline. But I'm telling you, I watched a little of that game, and that soccer did not look like the good soccer I've been watching.
No, not at all. It's not like I had a client, and today he told me, he said, I don't want no place from the MLS. I mean, what are you going to give out? There's not the only leagues right now, the only leagues that are worth playing and really, really playing is the Italian, the English, and the Spanish, and maybe the Portuguese.
And but we're going to talk about some of those international leagues here in a minute, but do you realize that the MLS was about to open their schedule, and one of the first games got canceled because the guys got with the virus?
No, it's not for betting. This is just for entertainment. It's to watch, to entertain yourself. You cannot put serious money on these games. You cannot. Like it's like throwing it.
All right, let's ask and learn a little bit about these leagues. So, you know, when we look at FlashScore, the way FlashScore does it, it puts the top leagues at the top, and then everything else is in alphabetical order. So if you want to bet Norway, you got to go down to the N for Norway. If you want to bet Slovakia, you got to go to the S's. But the top league, the Premier League, the Bundesliga, the Italy Series A, La Liga in Spain, those are always the highlighted games at the top. But you mentioned something to me last week that I did not know, is that these teams don't have playoffs. When you win, you win. It's over.
Yeah, exactly. There's no playoffs.
Premier League, Liverpool's already won that league.
Yeah, Liverpool's won. It's over.
And so they've played 34 games. How many do they play total? Do you know?
I think there's 5 or 6 left, maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah, so like 38 games, I think, they play. Something like that, 38 games. So at the now what you're looking at is that really does impact what you need to actually know more about a team at the end of a season when they're eliminated. So if you're playing the NFL, I'll give an example of the Raiders, and you're live in Las Vegas, now they're the Las Vegas Raiders, you have an idea who's hurt and they're not going to play. Why would you play if you're hurt if your team's out of it, right? So all those little things come into play. But when you have leagues that are still fighting, so like Italy now is still fighting, right?
Juventus is the winner. Remember what we said last week, if Lazio wouldn't win and this and that, Juventus taking that.
Yeah, so when I look at the Serie A in Italy, Juventus lost their last game, but Lazio, the only only team that could catch them, they lost 3 of 5, and that's just choking.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
no other way to look at it.
No, they're choking. There's no there's no point. Exactly.
So do they play the same? Do they also play 38 games?
Yeah, I think they have 6 games left, so there's no chance.
Well, I mean, there is technically, because they're only – but look at this one team at Atalanta.
Yeah.
They're 9 points behind with 6 games to go. They could do it, and they've won 5 straight games.
Yeah, but Juventus is Juventus. It's a gimme. They won't collapse.
Yeah.
Their schedule, the teams that they're playing, is pretty easy. And they only have one confrontation between Lazio and Juventus. So basically, if Juventus loses, Lazio, they're still going to be 4. Then Inter's not doing very well. Today they drew. So if you look at it, it's like, who? Basically, we're looking at who's going to finish second. That's
all right. So if someone asks me, Paolo, how many games a Major League Baseball team plays? How many games a hockey team plays in the NHL? An NBA team? An NFL team? I know the answers to that. I have no idea how many games in Spain Real Madrid is going to play for La Liga, but it looks like it's going to be right about the same, around 38 games, somewhere around there.
Yeah. That's the only one that has possibilities of Barcelona to upset. But Barcelona's not looking too, even yesterday they won, they're not looking like a team that could upset Real. Real's won 5 in a row, and I think they still have one head to head. So if
they're the only really 2 that got a shot, right? Since they're 1 point apart.
It. Yeah, that's it.
What's going to happen in 3 weeks when Major League Baseball is just about to start? And 2 or 3 teams say, we can't play because our guys are infected. What happens to the Premier League, the La Liga, the Serie A? Where do they go? What's next?
So far, the only thing that they're going to have is after, which is going to be the Champions League and the Europa League. So this is what the big competition. This is
so I'm
going to
ask you this. What's the difference between these leagues that are playing now, cup games, and the Europa League and the Champions League that you talked about? What's the big between those 3 type of games? What's the biggest difference?
The big difference is the prestige. Whoever wins the Champions League and the money. The teams that win the Champions League, they get a lot of money, a lot of sponsorship. So it's the premier event. 2 things in soccer matter. Who's going to win the league title and who's going to win the Champions League? That's it.
Now, one thing I learned that I didn't know also is that if you stink, you can get knocked out of the league?
Yeah, relegated. Yeah, there's 3 teams that get relegated. Yeah, so that's a big battle. Austin Villa, it's a big battle. Who's going to get relegated? That actually is a very good point.
Well, that's really elimination of the worst teams versus elimination of the good teams.
Yeah, very well said.
So Norwich is sitting at 21 points. They're last in the league. They've only won 5 games.
Yeah, they don't have a
What team. Happens if they... If they finish last of all the teams, 20th.
They're going to get relegated to the second division, the championship.
And so somebody else in England will move up.
Exactly. Leeds United is moving up. They've won the championship, so Leeds is going to go up.
So that's just beyond anything that we talk about with professional sports in America.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter how bad the Minnesota Twins are or the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are.
No,
they're not going anywhere.
No, exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Well,
I did not know that until this past week.
Very well said. Yeah.
All right. So one of the things that we've talked about is that we give out a lot of value on this show, but people are going to have to start paying for it. So they're not going to get the plays. They're going to get just what we're talking about. So this weekend, when we come to the football, the first site we're always going to use is Flash Score. Now, there may be a UFC fight this weekend. There may be. But you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to focus on that. I've got a limited time. I mentioned to you my beautiful bride's birthday is this weekend.
Yeah.
We're taking
a
long weekend. Yeah. So we're going to look at Keeneland and we're going to look at some soccer. But when it comes to soccer, really, it has a lot to do with what we're looking at, because we got England, we got Italy, we got Spain, and only in one of them, as you mentioned, is there a chance that a team can win, because everybody else is clinched. So you have to look inside. You have to look inside the schedule and find opportunities, right?
Yeah, definitely.
England on Saturday has a full schedule. Italy has 3 games. Spain has 3 games. So there are 11 soccer games that are the ones that are highlighted. Now, don't get me wrong. You've gone off the board before with Belarus and with Norway and with the Faroe Islands. And I could, you've led us all across the globe, Paulo, during COVID. We've learned more geography from you than we've learned soccer, I think.
Well, yeah, but this week, I think I'm going to concentrate on mostly on England and Italy. But I think there's one play that I think this week that has value, should be a sure winner, that one play.
You've done that. Now, I told you, the way I do it is I take all your plays, and you've been running consistently about 75%, right? 75 to 80%.
Yeah.
Sound about right?
Yeah.
What, you know what you did last weekend?
100%.
Yeah, every single game.
And a couple
of the games you wouldn't even have got if you were listening to the show, because they came after the fact with you telling me, hey, I'm not sure, but let you go. And so that's the kind of thing. So I only took your top three. So every week I take your top three. And the way I take your top three is I listen to your recording, and this is the same recording that anybody can listen to if they pay, because I own the show. I get to listen to it for free. But everybody else has to pay to listen to it. And I say, okay,
yeah.
I hear what you say, and I listen for, you know what I listen for? The words blowout, easy winner, bounce back, totally playable, powerhouse. Those are the terms I listen to when I come up with a top three. Over the last top three for 3 weeks, do you know what your record is?
Perfect.
9-0. So you're 9-0. You're running like 80%, and last week, 7-0. 7-for-7. So your horses didn't do as good, but you know what? The horses are different because everybody plays the horses. The way you play the horses is a little different than when I play the horses. But in soccer, it was a perfect week.
And I did say last week that Barcelona was going to break out of their slump. And did you see what they did? Blowout, 4-1.
Yep. Now, and as you know, when I do your ROI, I at some point in time, I say, you know what? It's too high of an odd. So I'll give you an example. So last week, you had Manchester United. But
yeah,
they were minus 550. Well, you know what? Of course, a minus 550 team should win the game. You got to lay $55 to win 10. I don't know. If someone says, give me 55 and I'll give you back 65, I don't think I'm going to do it most times, right? But
no, but I,
minus 2, Paulo, they went to 104. Minus 104.
Yeah, and I did say that there was going to be a blowout, that
right.
This game wasn't even going to be close. And then the other
and Juventus, same thing. Juventus is minus 364. And again, if it's your money and you want to lay $364 to win 100, you should do that. But I don't like to do that. To me, that's just too much risk for too little return. I would rather bet $115 and give a goal and a half, and guess what? They won by 2.
And then you look at the other one that's a solo that I put money on it, and then you had Barcelona at 1.8. So
well, actually, the other top three we gave you was Chelsea, because from the beginning of the show, you made it clear that Chelsea was your best bet at minus 219. And actually, again, that seems like high odds, but when you have a team, and I mentioned this early, because remember when we had about 3 or 4 weeks when all the soccer was starting in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
And for you, you're 3 hours ahead of me. So for you, it might not have been a problem to get up at 6:30 or 5:30. But for me, it's 2:30 or 3:30, so it wasn't going to happen.
I know.
There is nothing better in soccer. There is nothing better that the first score you see, your team is winning 2-0. If you see that, you're in great, great shape, because very, very few times does a team blow a 2-0 lead.
Oh, and Chelsea was an easy winner last week. Like, and the odds are pretty good. They were almost close to 1.49. But they weren't.
Yeah, if somebody says, give me $22, I'll give you $32 back. That'll do. The 500 to get a 10 or the 370 to get 10, I'm not going to do that. But 20 to get 10, yeah, I'll do that pretty much every day of the week.
Yeah, but those were blowouts anyway. They were going to be blowouts. Like Manchester just tore around with Bournemouth, like they did today with Aston Villa.
Yeah.
I mean, this team is firing on all cylinders. Yeah, very well played.
All right, so when we come back from break, we're going to talk a little horse racing because, as I mentioned, if you saw my tweet today, there's only one place that you need to look at Saturday for horse racing, and that's Keeneland. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We have Paolo on the line. Paolo, as we talked about soccer, they can listen to the, if they want to pay, they can listen to the picks. You're 9-0 in your last 3 weeks, your best plays. You were 7-0 last week. But Keeneland on Saturday, ironically, has a race that is a Kentucky Derby prep race in July, and that's something we didn't think we'd ever talk about.
Well, no, in Keeneland, and who's in that race?
Well, you know what? That's the beauty of it. They have such a great field that compared to Del Mar. Now, Del Mar is only running 3 days a week because of the COVID.
When are they opening? Del Mar?
They're opening on Friday.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Del Mar.
Yeah, but Del Mar, Gulfstream, Laurel, Monmouth, Woodbine, none of them have the races like Keeneland have on Saturday. It starts on the fifth race. It goes all the way down to the Bluegrass. Now, the Bluegrass has always been a big-time prep race for the Kentucky Derby. This year, of course, the Kentucky Derby isn't until September, and it's only July, so you're going to race again before that. But we're going to go through the Bluegrass, Toyota Bluegrass. We got Chivalry with Velasquez. We got Finnick the Fierce with Ortiz. They're both pretty much long shots. So is Art Collector with Hernandez Jr. We got Mr. Big News with Murrell. Man in the Cave is the 10 with Gaglione. We've got Hard Lightning, Barano, big, big long shot. But here we go. We got the 7, Swiss Skydiver. So Mike Smith's on the back. Number 8 is 8-1 with Basin. So Swiss Skydiver's 3-1. This is Basin is the Santana for Asmussen, and we know you like that combination. They're 8-1. Mm-hmm. Attachment rates a long shot. Rushy, 5-1, and that's Castellano. We got Hunt the Fraud, Enforceable, and Tiesto. So we have a beautiful field. It is a big-time race. We're talking $600,000. We have a field of 13 horses, and the favorite is 3-1 and 5-1. So this is the beautiful bet race.
I like the Mike Smith horse in that race. I think
he's done such a great job as he's gotten older and really just continuing to be a great, great jockey. And again, we're talking a 3-1 price. Well, remember, if you're willing to bet the Patriots at home at -115, 3-1 is like free money. It's like a three teamer almost.
Yeah. Yeah, and if he shows, that's going to be a good play. Yeah.
So we know the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, which is the Bluegrass, those 5 races are all graded stakes races, well over $1 million in purse. And as always, on Saturday, you and I will go back and forth telling each other who we like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do some posting on the internet. And you know what? We'll have another winning week because, Paolo, that's what we do.
Well, yeah, exactly. And like you said before, I mean, you're the only one that gets to see my my pick of the week. Whoever else wants it, you know what they have to do.
Exactly.
And, I mean, we've given it.
Oh, it's been a phenomenal run. Through. Remember, we nailed the Super Bowl. I had the exact number of points in the NCAA championship.
Yeah,
we have not stopped since January 6th when we started. We have not stopped. We're talking 6 straight months of winners. Congratulations.
Thank you. And the thing is that once I can get down, and with this corona, I can just get down to Greece safely with all these distractions and all these things holding us back. Because if I was down there, our show would have taken off consistently, would have had so many bookie shops advertising, so many things. So, like, it's really not the way that I want it to be done, because all these months of all these winners, if they were giving all down there, I mean, right now, we'd have been cleaning out.
Maybe David Street's after you, Paolo Boulevard.
Yeah, we would have had one of the top running shows in down in Europe.
No doubt.
Because
it's just going to be patience. When a virus hits, you got to be patient, Paolo. That's all you can do.
We got to be patient, because if you see right now, it's even airborne. And what you said a couple of months ago, this thing ain't going away. This is very, very difficult. I've had already businessmen canceling their trips. Everybody's scared to get on a plane. I mean, I'm waiting to see how things go by September. So hopefully, no, but it doesn't look good though, because
nope.
Australia went into lockdown, cities going into lockdown. So instead of getting better, it's getting worse.
And that's really what they say. You know, it's always darkest before the dawn, but all we can do is do what we can do, Paolo. So we'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly.